hello and welcome back to the TTPA, Tatani Talks Pirkei Avos, the shiur where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in Season 5 looking at Aleph Chet 1-8 with the help of the wonderful commentary of Sforno and the translation explanatory notes by Rabbi Rafael Pelkovitz. So let's see what Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shattach have to say. Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shattach kiblu mehem. Yehuda ben Tabai and Shimon ben Shattach received the tradition from them. Yehuda ben Tabai Omer. Yehuda ben Tabai says, Al ta'as atzmecha ke'orchei hadayanim. Do not act as a lawyer organizing the case for a party. When the litigants stand before you, consider them both as untruthful. But when they are dismissed from you, consider them both as honest. Provided they have accepted the judgment. When a person is before you, make sure to consider all aspects of the case. Make sure to consider all sides of the study, all sides of the litigation, all sides of everything is going around you. Don't automatically assume anything. In fact, I say often, the only type of judging that should happen in life is a judgment of dan lekav zechus. If you're going to judge, the only thing you should do is judge favorably. Look for the benefit of the doubt. Try to see the other side of the story. Try to see what can really be found in the story. Try to figure out what is going on and try to see what can be gleaned from the story, what could be gleaned from the case. Don't assume anything, but understand there's always more than one side to the story. There's always more going on behind the scenes. That's why I don't like labels. I don't understand why people automatically assume one thing about a person, look at nothing else. Like they say, oh, this is a Down's kid. No, this is a child that happens to have Down syndrome. It's one aspect of their personality, one aspect of their life. Don't automatically assume anything. When people are before you, don't judge them. If you're going to judge, only judge for the benefit of the doubt. Only judge the kaf sechus. Try to figure out, try to rationalize what is going on. Oh, it's very unlike him to do X, Y, and Z. Oh man, this is so not in the style of Moshe. Moshe is really much more beneficial. If he's not being so beneficial, if he's not giving so much tzedakah today, there must be something going on. Oh, maybe his check didn't come through this week. There has to be a way to look at the person, give them the benefit of the doubt. Sforno points out, don't act as a lawyer. Do not act as a lawyer organizing the case for a party, even outside the courtroom, as is the wont of those who arrange the claims and legal charges of litigants before the judges, and coach them to present their arguments. When the litigants stand before you, consider them as untruthful at the outset. Do not believe the words of any one of them. Rather, suspect that each of them is making a false claim. In this manner, you shall not violate the prohibition, lo sisa shem hashav. Do not accept a false report to any extent. But when they're dismissed from you, consider them as honest, meaning that even if you have determined that one or both have made a false claim, do not suspect them of committing other transgressions, for at times a man will make a false statement, not with the intent of defrauding his fellow Jew, but simply to stall for time. As the sages say, de ishtamute, hu deka mishtamate, le savar ad dehavi le zuze ufarana le. He is postponing and delaying, he thinks I will eventually have money and be able to repay him, as the Gemara points out in Gittin. So make sure to understand, we don't always have all the facts and the knowledge and the understanding and the information before us. Try to look at the person, try to see the whole case, try to see the benefit of the doubt, try to understand. There's always more than what we see, there's always more than what we know. Try to figure out what there might be missing from the story. The notes point out that the Sforno reconciles the seeming contradiction in Yehuda ben Tabai's words. At first he advises judges to regard all litigants as untruthful, then he bids them to regard them as meritorious. The Sforno explains that the reason why judges must initially treat both litigants with skepticism and suspicion is ordered to avoid the Torah-ordained violation of Lo Sisa Shem Hashav. Do not accept a false report from Shemos. Even if a person believes a deleterious claim against another person for a fleeting moment, he is regarded as having violated this commandment. By the same token, even if the judges are absolutely certain that one of the litigants has lied, they should still judge him favorably as long as he shows a willingness to submit to the judgment of the court. For it is possible that he did not lie maliciously, but only to stall for time and delay his financial obligation. However, he had full intention of eventually fulfilling his responsibility. Make sure to understand we should not be judges. Dan lekav zechus, only judge favorably if you're going to judge. Understand that we don't have all the information, we don't have all the knowledge, we don't know everything that's going around. But we should try our best to try to see people in the best light as much as possible in all of our days with all the people that we interact with throughout every single day. Join us next time as we talk about being cautious and interrogating to the full extent here on the TTPA. And I'm your host, Tani.